The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Get a Casper mattress and start your year off right. Try it in your home for 100 nights risk-free. Go to casper.com/Glenn. $50 off the purchase of your mattress. Terms and conditions do apply.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Have you ever wondered what high-stakes diplomatic negotiation sounds like? We're going to take you now live to the negotiating table between North Korea and the United States. This is what it sounds like. I mean, that's some high-level stuff happening right there, right? I mean, wow. The current situation with North Korea is this. We are now 2 weeks past the biggest ICBM advancement the North has ever made. Now they have the ability to, you know, wipe out the entire continental U.S. with nuclear missiles. You'd think the State Department would be in overdrive trying to talk to Kim Jong-un, but no, that's not what happened. This is a quote from Rex Tillerson on his plan for engaging the North Koreans in diplomacy. He said, quote, "We can talk about the weather if you want. We can talk about whether it's going to be a square table or a round table. Then we can begin to lay out a map, a roadmap of, you know, what we might be willing to work toward." In other words, this is what the diplomats between the two countries are currently talking about. Not a damn thing. Tillerson's statement is the diplomatic equivalent to a husband trying to get his wife to stop giving him the silent treatment. Honey, are you awake? I mean, we could talk. I mean, or not talk. I mean, I was wrong. You were right. Can we talk now, please? It seriously sounds like we are now willing to accept negotiations without preconditions. That means we're also probably willing to accept a nuclear-armed North Korea, because any conversation going forward won't include Kim Jong-un disarming his nukes. Now, I am in hopes that there's some uber angle or master plan at work here, because if this is all we got up our sleeve, with North Korea arming and aiming ICBMs at our homeland, diplomatic American crickets are not going to get the job done. And when diplomacy fails, that's when our real nightmares will begin.
It's Wednesday, December 13th. You're listening to the Glenn Beck Program.
So if you missed the program earlier today in hour number one, we talked a lot about what happened in Alabama and how this is a good thing and a bad thing at the same time. It's a bad thing because you've lost a Senate seat and you've lost it to a guy who is very pro-abortion. And, you know, what does that mean? Well, I don't know yet, except it's going to be harder to get things through. You've lost one extra voice. With that being said, the upside is we're not having to deal with, you know, the Republicans or the Democrats were waiting. They were waiting. This is why they fired Al Franken, so they can say, we take our trash out. Now, I wonder if Al Franken is actually going to be forced to resign now, because they needed him out of the Senate if they were going to play the moral card on Roy Moore. But now that Roy Moore's not there, you're going to get rid of Al Franken? Notice he resigned, but he didn't resign. He'll be resigning in a few weeks.
Yeah, no date has been set for his actual departure.
Right.
It's going to be in a few weeks. Now, they are going on and naming who might be his replacement.
Yeah.
But still, he has not actually confirmed this. It'll be an interesting thing if he decides to pull out of it. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he's ready for his little plush,
job. He's going to get the golden parachute doesn't even begin to describe it.
Right. He'll go to some think tank or some big company as a lobbyist, or on a board somewhere and make a lot of money, which is understandable.
It's
a nice temptation.
Can we upgrade? We have so many really smart people on the side of freedom and the Constitution and small government. We have so many good people. We're not picking them. Omarosa just left. She was fired from the White House. It's the third time now, I think, that Donald Trump has fired her. She's been fired, allegedly, for being Omarosa in the White House. Now, do you remember how much America hated Omarosa?
They were not fans. Yeah, she was the villain on that show.
She was awful. She was a despicable person. You imagine working for her or with her at the White House? Oh my gosh, what a nightmare that would be.
Yeah, she's telling people that it was her choice. It was her 1 year anniversary. And obviously, with all jobs, when you do them for a year, you usually leave.
Especially when they're a great job, like at the White House. Right? You know, you just got to get out of there quickly.
Yeah, again, that was obviously a loyalty play. It's not, I don't think a lot of people are arguing she added quite a bit to the White House. Mm. I don't think she was, and it doesn't seem like General Kelly was a was fan. A big fan.
Yeah, that's I don't think anybody was a fan of hers. But I bring up, can we get some good people? Because did you see, this is an upside of how the election turned out yesterday. Otherwise, we would have had to be dealing with the spokespeople for Roy Moore. This is one of the worst interviews I've ever seen in my life with Jake Tapper. Yesterday, and one of the spokespeople for Roy Moore. Listen.
Judge Moore has also said that he doesn't think a Muslim member of Congress should be allowed to be in Congress. Why? Under what provision of the Constitution?
Because you have to swear on the Bible. I had to do it. I'm an elected official, three terms. I had to swear on a Bible. You have to swear on a Bible to be an elected official in the United States of America. He alleges that a Muslim cannot do that ethically, swearing on the Bible.
You don't actually have to swear on a Christian Bible. You can swear on anything, really. I don't know if you knew that. You can swear on a Jewish Bible.
Oh, no, I swore on the Bible. I've done it three times.
I'm sure you have. I'm sure you've picked a Bible, but the law is not that you have to swear on a Christian Bible. That is not the law.
Oh, boy.
You don't know that? All right, Ted Crockett.
I don't know. I know that Donald Trump did it when we made him president.
Because he's Christian and he picked it. That's what he wanted to. That's what he wanted to swear in on. Ted Crockett with the Moore campaign. Good luck tonight. Thank you so much for being here. My panel.
Holy cow!
Some of those awkward moments can be explained technically because there's a delay. And a lot of times you'll see these moments that get like shared virally. This guy looks like a moron. Reality, it was just a delay.
This one truly was deer in headlights.
Glenn Beck,
The Blaze Radio Network.
I run my mouth for a living all day, basically, and it can be a little exhausting. I mean, it's not a real job, but it still could be exhausting. Plus, I do have all day meetings afterwards, and I've got a couple of little kids. At times, energy runs a little bit low. That's why I take Dawn to Dusk. Now, I get to that point in the afternoon where I just want to fall asleep on any couch that I can find. Dawn to Dusk is great. It solves these problems for you. It's a physician-formulated extended-release energy supplement, which lasts up to 10 hours, increases energy, improves mood, and stimulates your brain, all with no jitters. If it's giving me jitters, I don't want it. That's not what Dawn to Dusk does. Now, a cup of coffee in the morning is fine. But unlike coffee, Dawn to Dusk can last up to 10 hours. It increases your focus, and it's a fraction of the cost per day. I swear coffee these days is like the price of a Kia. Dawn to Dusk is the product. Brickhouse Nutrition is the company, and it's brickhousestew.com. Right now, get 15% off a one-month supply, but only when you use offer code STEW at checkout. That's brickhousestew.com.